Hi, it's Michael A. Cox from HypnoSlimming. So there's a couple of questions that I get asked about on a very frequent basis. The first is, what is hypnosis? And the second is, what is trance? So I thought I'd spend a few minutes just talking about both of those things. So hypnosis is also known as a hypnoidal state. And the first thing that many people are surprised about is that this is a state that you experience several times throughout the day. And a good example is waking hypnosis. So you experience waking hypnosis several times a day, and it's a state that occurs naturally when your attention is fixed on one thing. That thing could be a TV show, it could be a book, it could be a crossword or a project that you're working on. But when you're obsessed or absorbed in that thing to the exclusion of all else, that is a form known as waking hypnosis, and that is a hypnoidal state. One of the other popular forms is daydreaming and reverie, and these are perhaps the most common hypnoidal states. And it's one of these things that people do every single day. You know, we daydream sometimes when we're driving, we do it when we're just waiting, resting. When we're imagining things about the future, re-experiencing events from the past, or just imagining things that may never happen, are all examples of daydreaming and reverie. And recently we've had very big jackpots, you know, many millions of pounds for the National Lottery, and many people have been daydreaming or thinking about what they would do if they won, you know, more than 50 million pounds, for example. That's a form of hypnosis, as is thinking about that holiday that you've booked but you haven't been on yet. Again, that's a form of daydream and a type of hypnoidal state. Two other states that people can relate to on a fairly frequent basis, you know, almost daily, are hypnagogic and hypnopompic hypnoidal states. And these are the states that you experience during the transition between wakefulness and sleep. So hypnagogic is the hypnosis state that you experience just as you're about to go off to sleep, whereas hypnopompic is the state that you experience immediately after you wake up. And the other question that I get asked a lot about is, what is trance and how deep can you go in trance? But 90% of people can achieve this depth of trance as a light trance. So the kind of things that you can expect in a light trance are that people close their eyes, that their eyes move rapidly, which you also see in sleep, known as REM sleep. They don't move. They breathe more slowly. They find themselves swallowing more frequently, or have flattened or relaxed facial features. A medium depth trance, which between 70 and 90% of the people who go into a light trance will be able to achieve a medium depth trance. But when people are in a medium trance, their head typically will sink towards their chest, their body sinks into the chair, their jaw slackens and relaxes, their facial features flatten and relax even more. It's been known that their eyelids can stiffen, a form of catalepsy. Their skin can become flushed or pale. They feel lethargic, and they experience a heavy feeling in their limbs. In addition, people in a medium trance may sometimes experience partial loss of sensation, also a form of anesthesia, and a reduced awareness of their body, either in specific parts or all over. Then there's deep trance, which is also known as a somnambulistic state. Deep trance is sometimes referred to as somnambulism, and between 10 and 15% of the people that can go into that light trance will be able to achieve a deep trance. And people that go into a deep trance may sometimes experience things like amnesia, out-of-body feelings, also known as depersonalization, hallucination, or full anesthesia. And typically, some of the things that you might observe in someone in a deep trance are that they slump deeply in the chair. Sometimes they appear to be fully awake, even though they are in a deep trance. They have open eyes. They can walk and talk. But often there's an element of time distortion, so sometimes it can take a long time to respond to suggestions. I hope that helps, and if you've got any questions at all about hypnosis, or particularly weight loss hypnosis, then feel free to email or contact me on Twitter or Facebook. Thanks again. Bye.